This is KTOO Juneau, Alaska. Juneau's afternoon. And guess what this is? This is Foodie Friday. That's right. It's coming up. We're doing Foodie Friday. This is a little bit different Foodie Friday. We're going to talk about a food drive for Foodie Friday. And Ann Metcalf is here on behalf of the Rotary Clubs of Juneau. Ann, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Andy. I'm glad to have the opportunity.
Now, this food drive is a cooperative of three Rotary clubs in Juneau. Which one are you in?
I'm in the downtown club.
Okay.
And we will be at Fred Meyer. And then there's the Gastineau Rotary Club. We'll be at, now I'm going to get this wrong.
Uh-oh.
Okay, between Gastineau and Glacier Valley Rotary Clubs, we are staffing both IGAs, Foodland Downtown and Super Bear in the Valley.
Okay.
And then we'll have Fred Meyer's. And the event takes place tomorrow from 9 until 2. We may be there a little bit longer at Fred Meyer if folks are there and want to shop and stuff the bus.
Yeah, tell me what's that
about?
So stuff
the bus. Stuff the bus. The First Student helps out on this every year as they help out on other food drives. And so they've provided three buses with drivers who will be there all day to help us carry the food transport the food to the food bank. And it's a little friendly rivalry between the clubs, so we all try to stuff as much as we can.
Believe it, it's not friendly at all.
For a wonderful
these Rotary clubs, they're cutthroat.
yes.
All
well,
for
it's
a good
also
cause,
Bacon
for
Fest
a good
tomorrow night, which
and
is
Bacon
also
Fest.
Yes.
I'm emceeing Bacon Fest tomorrow night.
Yeah. So those Glacier Valley Rotarians have overbooked.
Yes, that's right. But they're going to have to soldier through.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it.
And again, it goes from 9 to 2. So what should people – how does it work for people that want to help?
Yeah, the thing with the food bank is – I mean, the food bank in Juneau just provides such a vital service to people who are food insecure, which means they don't have a reliable source of nutritious food.
Or maybe they just have a dip.
From.
You
or
know,
they have
maybe
a dip,
there's a dip
whatever.
And they just need a holdover, that kind of thing.
Right.
But happens so much,
They get tremendous support from the grocery stores who give them a lot of, perishable stuff, coated stuff. These food drives really help them stock their shelves with non-perishables, staples for the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real important to them. So for people wanting to donate, of course, we'll have lists of things at the events, but they have sort of narrowed it down to what they want so that you can zero in on those items. And they're the things that we'll keep, and that's kind of like oatmeal and rice and beans and pasta and canned goods and that sort of thing.
Shelf-stable stuff.
Cereal, peanut butter, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so as much as people can think about their neighbors, I mean, actually, Fred Meyer's has another food drive going on for the villages right now, which is wonderful. But, give widely to both.
Have you guys gotten any – this is a kind of off-the-cuff question, but have you had any concerns about the way people have been hitting the stores with this virus scare that's been happening? Has that come up?
Well, I mean, people are in the mood.
It's like
mode,
the ramen is out at Fred Meyer or something.
I'm saying, maybe you can reassess. I mean, what they're saying about coronavirus is, really the reason to do that is if you need to be at home for 2 weeks.
Right.
So how much do you really need? Take some of that food if you overbought
and
stuff the bus with that. I mean, it's not as if you have to go into the store, although it's a nice support for the groceries. So really, whatever you can do, if you have extra stuff on hand, like the Postal Service does, has people just, put it out, bring it to the stores. I know that IGA, in their support of this, is actually pre-stuffing bags that people can just grab a bag and pay for it. And then, $10, $20 bags of stuff that's kind of pre-packed. They don't have to worry about it. So that's a good solution. We're not doing that at Fred, so you're welcome to pick out what you think people might like.
Just go down what
shelf-stable things that people might like.
Go down the pasta aisle and just,
I mean, that's a good point. We're moving forward when we're assuming there's enough on the shelves
for people to
stuff those buses.
Right.
Maybe we're shooting. Yeah. So just
is there a goal?
There is a goal. Yeah. I mean, I think we maybe did 8,000 pounds last year.
Wow.
We'd like to hit 10,000 pounds maybe between the three clubs. And that's a good number for them.
Does the food bank have a poundage kind of number for how long that can last, that sort of thing?
You know, I didn't ask Chris that.
Right.
But one thing he did say was that, you know, they run out of things and then they have to take their money budget and actually go restock the shelves by buying food. Mm-hmm. So this really helps them, you know, kind of last longer with the staples.
Well, there's a second part of this Foodie Friday, which you do many things. Now that you're retired, you do so many things. And one of the many things that you do is that you bake cookies and you actually put them out. I think it's on occasion, right? Or do you put them out?
I'm a cottage business, so I just do
public
it on
market,
occasion. Public market.
Stuff.
I'm trying to do the markets primarily.
Right.
So it's fun.
And it's Annie's cookies.
Annie's cookies.
And so you are, and as people have been hearing, you are a baker. Baker Ann Metcalf is the way you're now being titled.
This is how I was promoted this morning, and I wanted to make sure there were no disappointed radio hosts.
I know.
When I did not come
Where's
with
the plate
cookies.
Of cookies.
There are no cookies. Let's do a Foodie Friday for Annie's.
Let's do that. We'll do that. Let's do one for Annie's. But is there a fun recipe that you thought of, maybe something to work in that could be baked, but with like canned goods or that sort of thing?
Yeah,
or?
You know, I did do a little looking around. There are lots of websites out there for budget cooking and actually food bank cooking. Now, you said the ramen's out, so the recipe that I picked was a noodle frittata with ramen.
Well, that's
so if you have an extra case or two that you binge bought, bring it on.
Right,
in.
You're looking at your closet full of ramen. You're like, maybe I could spare a couple of those packs.
But it actually, this one sounded kind of, you know, it's just basically, you know, ramen noodles and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And cheese.
Okay,
just
what's it
real
called?
Simple. I mean, they call it a noodle frittata.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
A couple packages of ramen and six eggs. And
so then, but frittata, what do? You fry it?
It's like a scramble.
Oh, okay.
With the noodles mixed in.
With the noodles mixed in.
So you cook the ramen, and then you're scrambling it with cheese and, you know.
Yeah.
That sounded kind of good to me.
Sounds pretty good, yeah.
Now, if you want to go a little more high-end, I was looking at New York Times, and they have a cannelli bean beurre blanc.
Well.
Because the theme, theme, of course, is pantry shopping as well, since everybody is out pantry shopping.
Got pantries full right now. Yeah, man.
Yeah, but it's, you know, that's the kind of thing to, you know, a lot of people, I think, who are food insecure might not even have the pots and pans to cook with. So that's something to consider is like canned goods and things that are simple to prepare, like, you know, peanut butter and so forth. Are probably the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Instant mashed potatoes, you know, I mean, that's one of the things on the list that I don't think, I think there's a lot you can do with, you can make nice soups with instant mashed potatoes, baked beans, sloppy joe mix, and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
PBJs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this one website that I found is called Cook, Eat, Share, and there was a lot of recipes that, you know, they give you the cost per serving, and I mean, for everybody out there, it'd probably be useful.
Right.
Pantry cooking. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit. We have a couple of minutes. Let's talk a little bit about Rotary.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I would like to talk about Rotary.
The main mission, how people can get involved, how, you know, all those kinds of things. So.
Yeah, Rotary is an international organization. It's about 1.2 million strong all over the world. And the motto of Rotary is service above self. So it's how to leverage your professional skills into helping your community, the world, and so forth. And so this, you know, the food drive is an example of, you know, people coming together and we're volunteering our time for community projects.
And there are so many projects around town that when you look closely, there's a little Rotary seal somewhere on
it,
and you realize, wow, Rotary has done so much.
Yeah, I mean, our club has the wetlands viewing platform that we maintain, you know, out the road. You know, we have murals. I don't know if it's widely known that we commissioned the mural that's on the Second Street parking garage.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So public art, but also, you know, supporting the Glory Hall. I mean, most of the Rotary clubs are down there volunteering, paying for the food and cooking a meal once a month. You know, food drive, all sorts of stuff.
And then another big piece of it is scholarship programs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Our club has a UAS scholarship fund. We actually supported that with Brewfest last year to, you know, try and get it to a level where it's self-sustaining, so that those scholarships can just, you know, are coming out on a regular basis. Other clubs do that as well. We have a really robust rotary everywhere, and all the clubs in Juneau support Youth Exchange. So we pay, you know, a lot of our fundraising goes to support the kids coming and the kids going, you know, abroad for certain of their expenses. So that's a really incredible program.
Yeah, I've been to a few Rotary meetings just to speak at the Rotary Club. And during that, they'll often have the exchange students come up and they have to talk about what they did that week or, you know, that stuff, right? Rotary is very funny about that sort of stuff, you know, fines for if you're late and all those little things.
Oh, yes, our little rituals.
Right. But it's always so impressive to hear from these young people that you know, are learning so much and are so driven to really find out as much as they can and find out about our culture and really, you know, figure out what it really is to be an Alaskan, American, those kinds of things. It's really a fascinating program.
And they grow so much. I mean, a lot of them, the inbound ones, speak very little English. And then by the end of the year, they're confident and they're up speaking in front of the club every week. And
exactly.
It's really fun. And our kids are doing the same thing over there.
Yeah.
Learning the language and being ambassadors, goodwill ambassadors.
It seems like with the Rotary program, there's just this little bit of responsibility that the kids have. Like they're expected to really do the stuff they know that's part of the deal.
Yes,
you know?
That's true.
And so
sometimes it's difficult for them, but they seem to all, you know, they
get
roll
there.
With it
it's
and they
part
get
of
there.
Growing.
It's part,
part
of growing.
Part
up.
Of that. Yeah, it's really, really an exceptional program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any for people that are out there that are saying, oh, that's something I feel like I'd really love to get involved in. Is there a way that people can
Well, if
get
you know
involved
a Rotarian,
in Rotary?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, if you know a Rotarian, just say, hey, I'd like to come, you know, come and see a meeting and to see if that's something I'd like to get into. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially, you know, it's changing. I mean, you know, it's a younger demographic now, and so the meeting thing is
And there's even Rotaract, which is
There's
a way
Rotaract,
for,
which is the younger. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not really age limits on it, but it's out of high school and yeah, we have a really great Rotaract club here.
Yeah.
Very active.
But it's such a cool thing to just have this built-in program from younger people into these other clubs of that idea of, you know, part of being someone that lives in a community is to really provide and do things for that community above and beyond just living there and paying local taxes and that sort of thing.
And using, I think that's what's the vocational service part of it is, you know, using your professional knowledge to help people any way that you can. I appreciate that. And it's also non-political and non-religious intentionally so that, you know, it's the whole community coming together in Rotary. So, yeah, I'm a big proponent.
Yes,
of
you are. That's why you're doing this. Hey, so one more time, let's just go through what people can do and how they can participate and what's happening tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. Yes, tomorrow is our annual food drive with this for the Southeast Alaska Food Bank from 9 until 2 and maybe a little later at Fred Meyer's, but at IGA Downtown, IGA Super Bear, and Fred Meyer. And you can help stuff 3 buses full of food for the food bank so we can get their shelves filled up.
And then the recipe that you brought in, we'll put that on the KTO website.
Where
did you find that recipe?
Cook, eat, share.
Cook, eat, share. Okay.
Noodle frittata.
Noodle frittata. So how does it end up looking? Just like it's like a quiche looking almost in a way.
Yeah.
A frittata. I should know what a frittata is. I just kind of don't.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it ends up cooking out a lot of the liquid and you end up kind of with almost a quiche kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an omelet. I mean, a frittata is like a little bit like
an
omelet.
Right.
Stuff full of stuff.
Nice. Okay. Well, there it is. Well, Ann Metcalf from Rotary, thanks so much for coming in. And Annie's cookies.
Maybe for us a future date.
That we have to definitely book that. For a future date, Annie's cookies will also
so
be
Andy
here.
Can eat cookies.
I want to eat the cookies. It's totally self-serving. And Metcalf, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with the Stuff the Bus event happening tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.